Hi, I'm Claire. Before we dive into my story, please don't forget to like and subscribe for more tales of love, betrayal, and triumph. Now let's get into it. I remember the night before it all fell apart, lying awake in my bed, the soft hum of the city floating through my open window. I was buzzing with excitement, my mind replaying every perfect moment that led up to my wedding day. Michael was everything I had ever hoped for, charming, attentive, and oh, so romantic. Every day with him was a new adventure, filled with laughter and love. "Claire, you are my forever," Michael would often whisper to me during our quiet evenings together. I believed him, with every fiber of my being. We had dreams, plans for a future that was just within our reach. A beautiful home, kids playing in the yard, our careers thriving. It felt like nothing could go wrong. I had met Michael at a mutual friend's art exhibit. He approached me with such confidence, a bright smile on his face, complimenting my taste in art, but playfully challenging my opinions. Our banter turned into dinner, dinner turned into late-night walks, and before I knew it, we were inseparable. "You know, you light up every room you walk into," he'd say as we planned our next getaway, pinning locations on the map that hung in our living room. My sister Rachel was my confidant through it all. She knew everything about my relationship with Michael. After all, she was my maid of honor. We'd grown up sharing everything, from secrets to clothes, and even our deepest fears. Rachel was not just my sister. She was my best friend, always there with advice or a joke to lighten the mood. "Claire, he's the one. I can tell. You guys are perfect together." Rachel beamed one evening as we sifted through dozens of fabric swatches for my wedding dress. Her approval meant the world to me. Our family ties were a crucial part of our relationship. Both Michael and Rachel were loved by everyone in our circle. Family gatherings were filled with joy, stories, and laughter, often extending late into the night. Michael fit right in, charming everyone with his anecdotes and genuine interest in their lives. The night before the wedding, my parents threw us a small party, a celebration of what was to come. Toasts were made, and tears of joy were shed. Looking around the room, seeing the faces of those I loved most, I felt a profound sense of contentment. "Tomorrow, I marry the love of my life," I announced, raising my glass. The room erupted in cheers. Michael took my hand, and we shared a look of pure happiness. Little did I know, that same look was a mask for the deceit that would soon shatter everything. As the party wound down, I hugged my family goodbye, Rachel squeezing me extra tight. "See you at the altar," she whispered, a twinkle in her eye that I mistook for sisterly affection. That night, as I finally drifted to sleep, my heart was full, my dreams bright with the promise of a perfect tomorrow. I was completely unaware of the storm that was about to break. The perfect life, the perfect future with Michael. It was all just a facade, and the true revelation was more devastating than I could have ever imagined. The sun was bright, almost mocking in its cheerfulness, as I stepped into my wedding dress. The delicate lace felt like a cloud around me, every detail painstakingly chosen. I glanced at myself in the mirror, a bride ready to start her forever. The day I had dreamt of since I was a little girl was finally here. I took a deep breath, my heart pounding with joy. As the limousine pulled up to the venue, my stomach fluttered with nerves. Rachel squeezed my hand, giving me what I thought was a reassuring smile. "You look stunning, Claire. He's going to melt when he sees you." The church doors opened to a sea of smiling faces, all turned towards me. I walked down the aisle, my eyes locked on Michael, who stood waiting, his face unreadable. As I approached, a strange tension filled the air, a stark contrast to the soft music playing in the background. I reached the altar, ready to take Michael's hand, when he stepped forward, his voice cutting through the silence like a knife. "I cannot do this." The murmurs started, confused and concerned. I stared at him, my heart sinking. "What are you talking about?" "I'm in love with someone else." He turned slightly, his eyes finding Rachel in the crowd. The room spun as Rachel stepped forward, her eyes downcast. "It's me, Claire. I'm pregnant." The collective gasp from the guests pierced through my shock. I looked between Michael and Rachel, my vision blurring with tears. "How long?" My voice was a whisper, barely audible. "6 months. I'm sorry, Claire. We didn't mean for it to happen." Rachel's voice broke, her words slicing through me, You're my sister. How could you? The pain was raw, every word a struggle as I faced the ultimate betrayal. Michael stood silent, the man I loved now a stranger. I love her, Claire. We're going to be a family. The murmurs turned into whispers, the whispers into judgments. I felt the eyes on me, the pity, the confusion. My dream day turned into a spectacle, my personal agony laid bare for entertainment. You planned this? Used me? I turned to Michael, seeking an answer, any answer that would make sense of the nightmare. We never planned to hurt you, Claire. It just happened. Rachel's apology was feeble, lost amidst the chaos of her betrayal. I turned away from them, from the altar, from the life that was no longer mine. My walk back down the aisle was the longest journey of my life, every step heavy with the weight of my shattered dreams. Outside, the fresh air felt like a slap. I could hear the crowd behind me, the whispers growing louder. But above all, I heard my own heart, broken yet beating, pushing me forward. This was not the end of my story. It was an ugly, painful chapter. Yes, but not the conclusion. They had taken my love, my trust, and tried to take my dignity. But I would not let them have the last word. As I drove away, the tears finally came, not just for what I lost, but for what I knew I needed to do. I would fight back, not just for me, but for every promise broken and every lie told in the guise of love. And as the city skyline blurred past, a plan began to form. They thought they had seen the last of Claire. They were wrong, very wrong. The days following the disastrous wedding were a blur of sleepless nights and relentless digging. As I combed through bank statements and emails, the truth unfolded like a sinister script. You've got some nerve, showing up here. My voice was ice as Michael entered the cafe where we agreed to meet. He looked different, smaller somehow, without the facade of love. I know you're upset, Claire. Upset? You think I'm just upset? I slammed a stack of bank statements on the table between us. What is this, Michael? Why are there withdrawals and payments to a joint account I knew nothing about? He hesitated, his eyes darting to the door. It was supposed to be a surprise. Rachel and I, we were planning to buy a house. A surprise? With my money? The audacity of his lies made my hands shake with anger. It wasn't like that. We were going to tell you. When? After you drained my accounts? I leaned in, my anger clear. How long, Michael? How long have you been lying to me? He sighed, a weak attempt at sincerity. It started as a small thing. But then, everything changed when Rachel got pregnant. The mention of her name stoked the embers of my fury. Changed? You mean when you decided to use me as your bank while planning a life with my sister? Michael rubbed his face, the guilt momentarily breaking through. I'm sorry, Claire. I never meant for it to go this far. Spare me your apologies. They're as empty as your promises. I gathered my papers, ready to leave. This isn't the end, Michael. I'll get every penny back. You can count on that. After leaving Michael stuttering at the table, I met with my lawyer, a sharp-witted woman named Eva. Based on these transactions, it's clear he had access to your accounts. Did you ever give him permission? Eva's pen was poised over her notepad, ready to dissect every detail. No, never. I trusted him, and he had my passwords for emergencies. I felt foolish, naive. We can start with a fraud claim and possibly a civil suit for the recovery of your assets. It'll be a tough fight, but I'm ready if you are. Ava's determination mirrored my own. I want to make sure he can't do this to anyone else, whatever it takes. My resolve was firm, my path clear. Over the next few weeks, Eva and I pored over every communication between Michael and Rachel. The trail of deceit was extensive. Secret meetings, whispered phone calls, plans laid bare in the glow of their screens. I confronted Rachel next. She was waiting at the park, a nervous wreck as she pushed her sunglasses up to hide her tears. Rachel, how could you? My voice was more sad than angry, mourning the sister I thought I knew. She looked up, remorse written all over her face. I'm so sorry, Claire. I was selfish, stupid. That's it? You betray your own sister for a fling? The word tasted bitter on my tongue. It wasn't just a fling. I love him, Claire. I know that doesn't excuse it, but I do. Rachel's admission was a slap, the final severance of our bond. Love doesn't lead you to steal and lie, Rachel. You chose this. Just remember, I didn't. With that, I walked away, leaving her alone with her choices. Each piece of evidence Eva and I gathered built a stronger case. My heart might have been broken, but my spirit was ignited, fueled by the betrayal and the lies. Michael and Rachel had taken my love and trust, but they wouldn't take my future. Not without a fight. And the day of confrontation came as a family and friend gathered. The venue was set, an echo of the one that was supposed to celebrate my union, but now stood to witness justice. Michael and Rachel sat across from me, their faces pale, unsure of what was coming. I felt every eye in the room, the air thick with anticipation. "Why are we here, Claire? What is this about?" Michael's voice trembled slightly, betraying his composed facade. "It's about the truth. It's about everything you've done and how you plan to pay for it." I spread the documents on the table in front of me, evidence of every lie, every deceit. "You can't possibly think you can just expose us like this. What about your reputation, Claire?" Rachel's attempt at deflection was weak. "My reputation is intact, unlike your integrity." My response was sharp, cutting through the tension. "I called you here in front of our friends and family to show them who you really are." "I don't understand why you're doing this, Claire. This is a family matter." Rachel's plea was desperate, her eyes scanning the room for any sign of sympathy. "Family? You lost the right to call me family when you betrayed me." My words were firm, my resolve unshaken by her tears. "Look, Claire, we can discuss this privately. There's no need to make a scene." Michael's attempt to control the situation was met with my cold laughter. "A scene? Like the one you made at our wedding?" I turned to the gathered crowd, their murmurs growing louder. "They have been lying to all of us, using my money, planning their future together behind my back while pretending to care about me." The room erupted in whispers, glances thrown at Michael and Rachel, their discomfort visible. "You planned to leave me bankrupt, to support your new life together. And all along, Rachel, you carried his child, pretending to be my supportive sister." "I'm sorry, Claire. I truly am." Rachel's voice broke, her facade crumbling under the weight of public scrutiny. "Sorry doesn't change what you did. It doesn't restore my trust or my finances." I looked around at the faces of those I once called friends and family. I wanted you all to see them for what they are, liars, thieves, betrayers. "But we love each other. Isn't that enough?" Michael's plea was met with scoffs from the audience. "Love doesn't steal, doesn't cheat, doesn't destroy others' lives." I stood up, my chair scraping loudly against the floor. "I have all the proof I need to take legal action. But more than that, I want you to know that you haven't broken me. You've shown me exactly what I need to avoid in the future." As I walked out, the whispers grew into discussions, the shock turning into support for me. Friends and family came up, apologizing for not seeing the signs, for not being there when I needed them most. "You handled that better than anyone could have, Claire." A close friend squeezed my shoulder as I passed. Leaving the venue, the night air felt lighter on my face. I had done it. Exposed the truth. Reclaimed my dignity. I knew the road ahead would be tough, the legal battles long and draining. But I had faced the worst already. Michael and Rachel's betrayal would no longer define me. Instead, it was my strength, my courage to stand up and demand justice, that would shape my tomorrow. Their deceit had tried to cage me, but I was free now, stronger than ever, and ready to rebuild on my own terms. As the last document was signed, sealing the legal claim against Michael and Rachel, I sat back in my chair, the weight of the last few months lifting off my shoulders. Eva, always my pillar through this storm, packed up the files with a satisfied nod. "All set, Claire. We've secured a good settlement, and they'll be held accountable for their actions financially." "Thanks, Eva. I couldn't have done this without you." I stood, feeling a resurgence of my own strength. "Always here for you. What's next for Claire the Conqueror?" Eva's teasing brought a smile to my face. "I'm thinking of starting something new, a project that helps others who've been betrayed. No one should have to go through this alone." My mind buzzed with ideas, each one a spark of the new path I was carving out for myself. "I love that. You're turning pain into purpose." Eva reached over to squeeze my hand before she left. The next few weeks were a blur of activity. I rented a small office space downtown, the walls soon covered with plans and inspirational quotes. I called it New Beginnings, a consulting service designed to support those blindsided by betrayal, whether personal or professional. As I hung the last picture on the wall, a serene landscape that always brought me peace, the doorbell rang. Standing there was Linda, a friend who had stood by me through everything. I saw the sign outside. "This is incredible, Claire." Linda's eyes were wide as she looked around. "Thanks, it's just the start. Think of it as a place where healing begins." I led her around, explaining my vision. "And you're just the person to run it. After all, who better than someone who's walked through fire and came out stronger on the other side?" Linda's words warmed my heart. As we sat down, a young woman timidly entered the office. "Is this New Beginnings? I heard about it from a friend. I think I need some help." "Absolutely, come in. I'm Claire." I gestured to the seat across from us. "Tell me your story." As she talked, sharing her own tale of deceit and loss, I listened intently, already forming ways I could assist her, using everything I'd learned. The conversation flowed easily, and by the end, she seemed lighter, hopeful. "You have no idea how much this means to me," she said, standing to leave. "That's what we're here for. You're not alone anymore." I offered her a reassuring smile. After she left, Linda and I chatted about potential workshops and community events. "You're going to change so many lives, Claire." "I hope so. If my experience taught me anything, it's that every ending is just a new beginning." I looked out the window, the city bustling below, full of people each with their own stories of pain and resilience. As the sun began to set, casting a golden glow over the room, I felt a profound sense of peace. The betrayal that had once threatened to break me had instead built me stronger. Michael and Rachel had taken much from me, but they couldn't take my spirit, my will to move forward, to help others. Turning back to my desk, I began sketching out the first of many resources I planned to offer. The road ahead was clear, filled with possibility and the promise of new beginnings. I was ready, more than ever, to embrace whatever came next, confident in my newfound purpose and strength. That's the end of Claire's journey from betrayal to empowerment. What would you have done if you were in Claire's shoes? Would you have taken the same steps to confront and rebuild, or chosen a different path? Share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. If you enjoyed this story and want to see more, don't forget to like this video and subscribe to the channel for more engaging content. Your support helps us bring more stories like this to life.